Hello, writer friends. Welcome back to the Write It Podcast. This is episode number 21 of Write It, and I am your host, Deanna. I am an author, and I am here, well, let me rephrase that. I am an author, a freelance writer, and blogger, and I am here to share some fiction writing tips with you guys today. Today, we are going to discuss nature settings, okay? So, when you're writing a book, think about the climate of where your story is going to take place. Okay? Do you have a clear image of this in your mind? Can you see the climate? Is it sweltering hot or is it icy cold? Do you see cactuses or do you see snow-piled mountains? Is it raining cats and dogs or is the sun shining brightly in the sky without a cloud in sight? So these are the things that we need to envision in our mind when we're writing our story and when we're trying to describe nature. So these facts are more important than you may think when it comes to writing your novel, because the reader has to be transformed to where your story is being told. So before you begin describing the natural aspects of your setting, decide on the geographical location. By doing this, it will make the details of describing so much easier. Okay? So if you have never been to the geographical location of your story, be sure to do plenty of research before you begin writing about it. You have to know enough about the climate and the visuals in order to take the reader away to that place. So let's say, for example, I'll give you a good example. One of my books took place in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Now, yes, I have been there, but the book actually took place at UNC Asheville, the university. And I had never been there before, to the university. So I went online. Google was my best friend here. I went online and I looked up the university and I looked up the elevation and I looked up the weather and I looked up, oh gosh, places to eat surrounding the university. And I just dove into my research head on to figure out how I was going to explain the way that it looked around the university, how it looked when they looked out the windows, what was out there, what they saw. Like, I really had to do a lot of research. So if you're writing a story about a place that you've never been, this is what you need to do. Dive in. Go to Google. I mean, chances are we can't just pick up and go to these places to see with our eyes for ourselves. So, I mean, if you can, great, do that. But if not, do your research, okay? So, questions to ask yourself about the climate of your story location, okay? So, number one, is it hot or cold? Definitely something you need to figure out. Number two, what the people will wear. Are they going to be wearing coats or bathing suits? Are they going to be wearing like winter hats and gloves or sun visors and sunglasses? These are things you need to figure out because as you're writing and describing your characters, you know, they're going to be wearing certain things. So is everything green and lush or is it brown and barren? So this could depend not only on the location itself, but the season in which the story is being written. So, for example, I live in North Carolina. So, in the summertime, it is very green and very lush. But in the wintertime, it's not because the trees have lost their leaves and the grass is dead. It's brown instead of green. You know, all the flowers are gone until springtime. So, not only do we need to decide on is it green and lush or brown and barren, we need to decide on which season our story is taking place in order to determine how it's going to look. I hope that made sense. I think it made sense. So, will there be like high rises and apartments or white houses with white picket fences? So, again, are you in the city or in the suburbs? Maybe in the country? You have to decide exactly where your main character is going to live or work. And they might live and work in different places. They may work in the city but live in the country. So you need to be describing in detail how it looks where they are at the time. Okay? So are you going to visualize concrete patios or miles of grassy land? You know what I mean? You know, is everything, you know, concrete and stoplights and taxi cabs? Or are you looking at acres and acres of grass and farmland? Are you going to have rain, snow, sunshine, tornadoes, hurricanes, avalanches? These are all things that you're going to need to know in order to explain the area. So, for example, if you're maybe Midwest, you're going to have more snow and mountains and possible avalanches. If you're on the coast, on the beach, you're going to have sunshine and possible hurricanes. You see what I'm saying? If you're somewhere like Seattle, you're going to see a lot of rain and you're going to have gray days. Okay? So I think I've proposed enough questions to get you thinking about the natural details. So the tip here is to be sure to transport your reader to the setting of the story. If you've never been to the area before and you can't go and visit the area, do your research online to determine how the area looks, what the temperatures are, you know, if they have four seasons, you know, how hot it gets in the summertime, is it dry heat, humid heat? There are so many variables. But like I said, the bottom line here is to do your research. And when you're writing your stories, to make sure that you describe in great detail the nature settings because you want to transport your reader to those places. And you want it to be accurate because, I mean, I guess you could just make stuff up. But I know, like, if I'm reading a book about North Carolina and they're talking about having, you know, earthquakes or, you know, 20 feet of snow. Okay, that really doesn't happen here. So I can look at it like either A, the author doesn't know what they're talking about, or B, this is like a really crazy fictional story, like way out there. So anyway, I hope you found this information helpful to you today. I've enjoyed talking about nature settings because in addition to being an author, I do dabble in nature photography. So, for me, when I'm reading a story, it's important for me to understand the natural settings of the story. So, again, happy writing, my friends, and I will talk to you again soon.